Next up is, belatedly, I'm sorry to say, item number 1024. Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
Proclaim October 8th to be Indigenous Peoples Day.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm losing everyone.
I apologize for the delay. Thank you so much for your patience this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and seated commissioners. My name is Laura John, and I'm the Tribal Relations Director in the Office of Government Relations. Present-day Portland is located on the traditional village sites of the Multnomah, Wasco, Cowlitz, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Bands of Chinook, Tualatin, Kalapuya, Malala, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia and Willamette Rivers. Let us also acknowledge our larger Native community members whose journeys have brought them to Portland by various ways, some seeking opportunities such as working in the shipyards and living in Vanport, and others by way of forced displacement through federal policies such as the boarding school era, which includes Chemawa Indian School just south of Portland, or tribal termination such that happened to many Oregon tribes. Today, these same communities celebrate their rich heritage through a reverence, resilience, and tenacity that would be greatly admired by our ancestors. I want to just take a moment and ask those that are in the room today who have Native ancestry or identify as American Indian to stand. Thank you. In 2015, the city passed Resolution Number 37154, which declared the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. I wanted to read a couple of excerpts that give some further background on why the city made that decision in the past. Whereas Indigenous Peoples Day was first proposed in 1977 by a delegation of Native Nations to United Nations-sponsored International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations in the Americas, and whereas the United States endorsed the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the Declaration, on December 16, 2010, and the Declaration includes that Indigenous peoples have suffered from historic injustices as a result of inter-alia, their colonization and dispossession of their lands, territories, and resources. And whereas Article 15 of the Declaration recognizes the right of Indigenous peoples to the dignity and diversity of their cultures, traditions, histories, and aspirations, which shall be appropriately reflected in education and public information, and places an obligation on states to take effective measures in consultation and cooperation with the Indigenous peoples concerned, to combat prejudice and eliminate discrimination, and to promote tolerance, understanding, and good relations among Indigenous people and all other segments of society. Today, we again reaffirm the city's commitment to promote the prosperity and well-being of Portland's American Indian, Alaska Native, and Indigenous communities by refocusing the lens of our historic narrative to honor the important contributions of traditional traditions and culture. We do this on the heels of the commencement of our inaugural Tribal Nations Summit, which happened last Friday, where we brought together leadership from the Cowlitz, Siletz, Grand Ronde, Umatilla, Warm Springs, and Yakima Nations. It was quite the day. Concurrently to the summit, over 100 city employees attended a training to learn more about the importance of the Columbia and Willamette Rivers to the tribes in our regions, the value of protecting First Foods and food sovereignty, and the resurgence of the canoe culture and the annual canoe journey. Some of our leaders, Commissioner Udaly and Mayor Wheeler, also had the opportunity to ride on canoes and have that experience. What I want to share today is that the impact of the summit goes far beyond just the city. We are taking bold steps to be a role model for other cities and municipalities. Just as we took that bold step in changing this day, Indigenous Peoples Day, from Columbus Day. Our tribal relations program will not only assist in creating positive government-to-government relationships, but will also impact the wellness and prosperity of the Native people that live, work, and play in the city of Portland. I wanted to also share that Multnomah County will be having their proclamation presentation tomorrow at, I believe it's 10 a.m. and Metro will have their proclamation tomorrow at 2 p.m. At this time, I'd like to introduce Jillian Joseph, a community member and a very respected leader, to speak.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Jillian Joseph. I'm the executive director of a national nonprofit organization based here in Portland called the Native Wellness Institute. And I am an enrolled member of the A'ani, or White Clay People, as we call ourselves. So in my language, women say Naha, that's our greeting, and the men say Wahe. And in sign language, and I'd like you to join me, we say this for good morning. If you want to join me, this is good, and then this is morning. This is the sun rising. Good morning. You guys can join too if you want. Good morning. So I give that example because there's always more than one way to do things. So I just said in my language how you say good morning. I showed you in traditional sign language how to say good morning. And that's related to why we're here this morning, changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. So in schools, you know, we learn a lot of misinformation about Columbus. And we learn that he was this great man. And what he represents to our people is the beginning of genocide. And so this day is about our people being seen and our people finding our voice and using it. And I give honor to the original people of the land that I'm on today, but I also give honor to our people that paved the way for Laura and I to be here and to the other people to be here in this room that also found their voice and used it. And used it in a way for us to be seen. And so when we know better, we can do better. And when we look around in this room, we have descendants of colonizers here. We have miracle survivors of genocide in this room. We have the descendants of people that were slaved and are sold and enslaved. We have the descendants of those in this room. And here we are working together to make our world more just and more equitable for everyone. And that's what this day is about. And as we go forward, this is also an act of decolonization. And before we can fully understand decolonization, we have to fully understand the impacts of colonization. And the Tribal Leader Summit that happened and these other efforts that are happening are helping us all to understand the impacts of colonization so we can move forward with these acts of decolonization. So I just thank each of you for your commitment to helping our people, the Indigenous people of this city, to be visible and not to be erased anymore. So I could go on and on and on, but I just want to say that and just share our gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. I want to also thank all of you for your leadership and your commitment, not only to this proclamation today, and some of you that serve on City Council were there when this proclamation or when the resolution was passed in 2015. Some of you were also there when the resolution was passed that really led to the creation of my position in 2012. So I do want to express my gratitude for your commitment towards building meaningful relationships that will benefit many generations to come. We're all working together, as Jillian said, to reverse the erasure and the exclusion of tribal nations and tribal people. Today is on this coming Monday will be another example of that work. I look forward to working with the city to expand tribal relations and also to expand our relationships and elevate the voice of our Native community here in Portland to make our city a more welcoming city for Indigenous people. Thank you.
Thank you. Laura, do you have other guests, or should I read the proclamation?
No other guests.
Very good. Yeah. Before I read the proclamation, I want to acknowledge Commissioner Udaly. Did you have a comment?
I could make a comment.
Please, go
okay.
ahead.
Thank you.
And then Commissioner Fritz.
So I want to thank Mayor Wheeler for making the proclamation, for one thing, and also to our Director of Tribal Relations, Laura John, for her vital work. Laura recently accompanied me to Pendleton, where I was honored to be the guest of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservations. And as she mentioned, we also recently, what week is it? Last week, Friday, had the first annual Tribal Nations Summit in Portland, thanks to Laura's efforts. And all of these efforts are vital because we know that Native Americans are disproportionately, they are marginalized and disadvantaged, and we talk about negative outcomes in our city. They're often experiencing the worst outcomes. So while this is a celebratory day and I don't want to bring the mood down too much, I do want to take this opportunity to raise awareness about the missing and murdered Indigenous women movement. And I want to encourage every Portlander to observe and celebrate this day however they see fit, but I do urge everyone to contact our senators, Senator Merkley and Senator Wyden, to express support for Savannah's Act, which is legislation introduced in the U.S. Congress to combat the epidemic of violence against Indigenous women. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. Commissioner Fritz.
Well, I was going to start with saying honored guest, and then I remembered that it's I who am a guest in your country, and so thank you for honoring us with your presence. Thank you for your beautiful words. As a descendant of colonists, I recognize it is part of my responsibility to try to make reparations for the evil done in generations past. And Director John, I'm really very, very happy that you are helping guide the City Council and indeed the entire city in what we need to do to make those actual changes. And Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman will remember that when we passed the resolution changing from the previous name to Indigenous Peoples Day, we got a load of people saying, this is just, you know, flim-flam, window dressing, not going to really do anything, typical liberal Portland. And my colleagues will also remember that we had to fight really hard to keep the funding for the position in the budget and to make sure that it found a fine home in the Office of Government Relations. And now we're starting to see the fruits of the changes that have been going since 2011, 2012. And I'm very happy that we are, as in the previous conversation, which again, thank you for sitting through, some very challenging issues, and yet when people do talk to each other, work together, we can find some solutions, and we have to find solutions. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for introducing the resolution and continuing to support Tribal Relations Director Laura John in the work that she does.
Very good, and I'll just put in my plug for our summit. I thought it was fantastic, and Laura, of course, did an amazing job. Commissioner Udaly and I had the privilege of being brought ashore in canoes, and we were even given the opportunity to be pullers. And for me, it was just an impressive and beautiful experience to be part of that. It's a deeply spiritual experience for the tribes that are actually in the canoe. They're praying as they pull, and I felt very privileged that I was invited to be part of that and participate in that. We had a wonderful welcoming ceremony. Laura brought us the sun, which we are very appreciative of. The lunch was fantastic. It was a First Foods lunch, and there were some educational opportunities, a few really phenomenal speakers. And stealing the show, of course, were a group of children, young women, who honored us with a prayer dance. And later in the day, at the closing ceremony, also the swan dance, which was a lot of fun. And perhaps for me, the most meaningful part of the day was the one-on-one opportunity with our tribal leaders to talk about where we go from here. It's great that we think we're the first city in the United States to establish a permanent tribal summit day. And we want to build on that. And there was a lot of positive energy in the room and a lot of enthusiasm and excitement about where this could lead and how it could lead to enhanced and further develop relationships with the individual tribes. So it was really a great experience. And Laura, I wanted to embarrass you again in public because you're here. For the hard work that you put into that. It really was a marvelous day. And I heard back from all of our employees. I had a chance to go to a couple of the workshops and our employees benefited tremendously. So it was a good shared learning experience all around. So it's my honor to read this statement of values from the Portland City Council. It is a proclamation. Unfortunately, it's in four-point type. So let's see if I can muddle my way through it and do it the justice that it deserves. Whereas the City of Portland recognizes that the indigenous people of the lands that would later become known as the Americas have occupied these lands since time immemorial. And whereas the city recognizes the fact that Portland is built upon the homelands and villages and traditional use areas of the Multnomah, Wasco, Cowlitz, Calumet, Clackamas, Band of Chinook, Tualatin, Kalapuya, Malala, and many other tribes who made their homes along the Columbia and Willamette Rivers, without whom the building of the city would not be possible. And whereas the indigenous people hand down oral histories, science, governance, a distinct relationship with water, land, rocks, native plants, birds, fish, and animals, and invaluable cultural knowledge and rich traditions that continue to thrive in Portland. And whereas indigenous people who have been here since time immemorial continue to contribute immeasurably to our country, state, and city's heritage, distinguishing themselves as scholars, veterans, teachers, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, and leaders. And whereas the indigenous population of the Portland metro area is over 70,000 people who are members of or descended from more than 380 tribes from across the nation who have a unique political status and relationship with the United States of America. And whereas the City of Portland has a responsibility to oppose the systematic racism towards indigenous peoples of the United States, which perpetrates high rates of poverty and income inequality, exacerbating disproportionate health, education, and social crises. And whereas the city promotes the closing of the equity gap for indigenous peoples through policies, practices, and investments that reflect the experiences of indigenous peoples, ensuring greater access and opportunity, and honoring our nation's indigenous history and contributions. And whereas the City of Portland continues to promote the prosperity and well-being of the American Indian, Alaska Native, and Indigenous community. And whereas on October 7th, 2015, Portland City Council passed a resolution resolving that the City of Portland shall recognize Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday of October. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim October 8th, 2018, to be Indigenous Peoples Day in Portland and encourage all residences, businesses, and organizations and public institutions to observe this day by reflecting upon the ongoing struggles of Indigenous people on this land and to celebrate the thriving culture and value that Indigenous people add to our city. Thank you for being here. Could we get a photograph up here in the front?
Sure.
And I apologize for my phone going off in the middle of that. I think it's further up on the alert system because it's from Kentucky. I don't know anybody in Kentucky.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Is the second reading
the
emergency? Okay, so I'm going to move those up, and I'm sorry, colleagues, I have to leave about noon.
So you want to do this one? We have the public hearing last week, so this is a vote on emergency.